Hey, Ian, how are you doing?
All right, how are you?
Same. I wanted to let you know that I asked Giannis if he could join the call. So if you, I told him he could leave as soon as we talked about the broker, but if you
Okay.
see him, I just want to, he said he might be a few minutes late, but I just want to make sure I'm not like, I don't want to mess anything up for them in prod, but I also like need them to have that change. So it's like kind of this like dumb scenario. So
Yeah. Okay.
should be fine, but you know, I don't want to like surprise anyone. Hey Jason, how's it going?
Doing all right. How about you?
Same. Okay, I see Tara's here. David I is not going to join us. And Kurt's gonna be a few minutes late. I think so Tara, I think we'll have some updates from Kurt because I saw that he put one of the ZFL tickets in review, and I don't know if Jason did as well or not yet. But we can take your questions now or later. Oh, you got no updates today. Okay. So maybe you don't need to even stick around. I think the only thing I would point out to you is that he put this in review, and I don't know if you want to review that or if you want me to review that or if you need to ask David to put it somewhere to be reviewed.
So I think, if I understand what happens correctly, it's automatically in the first environment. So I think I go in and review it is the
Okay.
plan that we wrote out. So I will do
Okay.
that.
Sweet. Okay. I think that's the only thing yeah, I don't think he has any other ones lined up. Oh, and I should just tell you that I asked Jakob about the manual close button, manual close request button. Why can't I think of how that's said? And he asked me to ask Jason to investigate if it was if that code had been deployed to their release, and I don't know that Jason had a chance to get to that yet because he was off yesterday. So that depending on what he finds will influence what we do next. So that's work. We're working on it.
Awesome, thank you. And I was supposed to look at Ramsons, but I didn't have a chance this week. I'll try to do that in the next couple of days. Anything else? Otherwise, I'm going to bounce.
Yeah, anyone have anything for Tara?
Almost done, but not yet. So no.
Okay.
All right, well,
All
you know
right.
where to find me.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Okay. When Jason, just so you know, I asked Giannis to come so that we could talk about the broker, and but I also told him he could leave as soon as we were done talking about it. So if and when he does join, if we're in the middle of your update, I might interrupt you to get him in and out of here if you don't mind.
Fair enough.
Okay. But do you want to start with how things have been going, if anything changed since we last talked on Tuesday?
So I had good progress. I finished finding a way to address the other thing that was preventing my thing from working, because it was just resetting the state for like everything. This one took a little more work, but I got a workaround for that, like a more targeted fix for that previous issue. And so I was then able to successfully build the thing I was trying to build. And now I just need to clean up all the scaffolding and debris so it looks reasonable so I can commit it and Tara can review it.
Oh, cool. That sounds like great progress then.
Yeah, it's I'm wrapping it up. And I just see there's this discussion on Slack between Kurt and Ian about something I'm pretty sure I did. And so I'm a little concerned that there's maybe an uncommitted change that I have for the directory. So that's interesting.
Do
Slashing.
we need to wait for Kurt or? Oh, go ahead, Ian.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, I guess there's not much else to say, but what was in Slack when you load up the UI in the demo environment, we did that. I misreported as a permissions issue. It's actually just a 404. So there's an API called entries, and the UI
Yeah,
is asking for
the idea being is
something
it,
else.
yeah, like this the. I just made the API such that it could be mounted at any particular path. And there was a way to do that. And I did it, and I don't see the commit. So I need to find where I did it. Did I just not push locally, et cetera?
Okay.
But yeah,
Yeah, I
it's
guess.
currently set up for rster. We can
Okay.
change that to directory. I just thought maybe it'd be confusing to have two things called mod directory, which is why that's why it wasn't directory to begin with.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, rster is fine. I think Kurt had volunteered to maybe sort it out after talking with you in this meeting, so I
Well, no,
guess.
I already did this and two
Okay.
I did two things and I'm now super concerned that everything is going to be really stressful. Oh, okay, no, they're there. I don't know. Okay, phew. That was I get anxiety about merge commits. I don't know, or merge conflicts rather. But yes, I found it. It's on November 21st. There's one to use slash rster as base path. So that actually should be working. Probably. So that's interesting.
So you're saying that the directory should be using RSTR already as a space path?
Yeah.
But then the module descriptor, I don't think uses that, does it?
I've had no involvement in the module descriptor. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so that could be that just we just need to fix it there then. Yeah, I mean, I wrote the module descriptor just based on the what's in API.yaml for lack of any particular guidance or anything like that, but you guys should feel very free to rewrite the module descriptor. Okay, so maybe that's the only thing we need to change.
Okay, so you have a path forward on that discussion thread.
Yeah, I think so. I think if it's just the module descriptor, we can just add the appropriate prefix there, and hopefully everything just should just work.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna sidetrack us for a minute because I just saw Giannis join. So sorry to everyone. I think I gave everyone a heads up except for you, Kurt, that I was going to do that. Hi, Annis. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you. Good.
So I wanted you to join because we really need to get this broker closures change into Trove's production environment. Right now, it's only on dev. And I was talking with Ian. There's a couple of things that are broker related that are in review here, and some or all of these would be included in the update. And so I was wondering, this one is in code review, and I don't know if this is such that I could test it if Ian also included it in the upgrade to test because to Trove test. Yeah.
Actually, I think that's already on test. I think For test environment, its setup is that if we merge it in main branch, then it is automatically deployed to the test environment.
Yeah, it gets automatically deployed to the Trove dev environment, and then we've got another one that's called tests, which is kind of supposed to be the same as prod, but I don't think that's it's specifying a particular commit there in the test environment.
Yeah, and today, like a couple hours ago, Jakob approved the pull request, so I merged it. I will need. I didn't update the status yet, but yeah, it's like in review, so it's in test environment already.
Okay, so Ian, I guess, so all of this broker stuff is already in dev, in Sydney and Melbourne and stuff, right? And then if you package all of this and put it on Trove test, then I can just verify that these two aren't problematic before we upgrade prod. Is that more or less the, if they're already all like in the same thread?
Sure. So should I just update test to the latest then to match what's in dev? Or maybe I didn't understand what Giannis was saying. So you're going to update test or?
Yeah, sorry, maybe I don't know if the environment's good, but like all these are merged in main branch already.
Right. Okay. So I'll update test to be the latest. On the main branch, there's nothing on the main branch that we don't want, right?
I think, yeah, like everything what is on main should be released. Like these new pattern request changes, they also are on main, but they are like pretty separated. So I think it's good that we include them.
All right, so Mallory, I'll update Trove test to be the latest, and then you can verify that it looks how you want it to, and let me know, and I'll do the same on prod.
Yeah, I was just thinking I could probably test these two on dev with my Alma friends at SUNY. So, but I would still want to put it on Trove test to make sure, like I could at least check the closures thing easily in Trove test just to make sure that's there. So if you want to wait on all of this until I actually check this in dev before we do test, that's fine too. But yeah, so basically this the closure change, like they're recording all of their closures in that spreadsheet, and it's updating the directory entries, but until this broker change is actually in prod, it's not doing any like what it's supposed to do, and not like preventing them from being suppliers. So that's why I'm anxious about it. But I just don't want to put anything in that could be problematic at the same time. So okay. Thank you, Giannis. I will try to my best to review these today, and Ian, I will give you a heads up as soon as possible so that
Okay.
we can hopefully update both test and prod.
All right, that works for me.
Thank you, Giannis. You can go. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. That's it.
Okay. I update Trove prod with. Okay. This is blocked by me now, so I'll just let you know as soon as possible on this one. Okay, Ian. Do you have anything that you want to update us on, or any questions or anything? And I know I'm all out of order today.
No, not in particular. I think we were talking about the getting the new directory stuff sorted out, but it sounds like you guys will update the module descriptor to match the path
Yeah,
that
I
it's
can go
showing
ahead and
on,
update
or
the module descriptor,
okay.
and then hopefully that will fix things.
All right.
Where so actually, I'm just curious, is the module descriptor, are we storing that in the actual directory repo itself?
Yeah, there's a directory in the directory called repo called descriptors, and there's a
Okay.
pile called module descriptor template, and that's what generates that and is pulled in by the chart.
So once I update it, will it automatically redeploy or?
Yeah, it should.
Okay. I will do that.
Sweet. Yeah, I'll watch for it and make sure that it's working.
Once that is set up, is there going to be stuff for me to look at? Or are we still like pending needing to do any directory testing?
I guess I don't really know what what it's gonna look like. But I, if there's gonna be another problem or if there's, but
I mean,
sort them out one at a
once
time.
it's up, you can probably go ahead and test the basic auth stuff and just see if I let you change things or whatnot for entries or consortia.
Okay.
So this app is, creating a directory. So I guess I'm not quite sure how it relates to the ILL mock thing, or if anyway, we'll come to that next, I suppose.
Well, it'd be a, instead of the directory mock
It's
in the mock
okay,
thing.
instead of the directory mock, great.
This is interesting. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I guess once this is set up, maybe I'll just sync up with you, Kurt, and figure out what I need to play around with in there.
That sounds good.
Okay. All right. So, what else is I feel very disjointed because we've been bouncing around, but is there anything, Kurt, do you have any other updates? I think we got all of Jason's updates.
I
Yeah.
don't
Okay.
have any specific updates to really talk about. I do have some things that I need to finish before the end of the week for just some folio things, so my contract's a little bit split on that. But if there are things that we definitely need to make sure that we take care of, I can definitely make sure that I do that. I'll get the module descriptor stuff fixed though, first thing.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the heads up about the folio stuff. I guess while we're all here, maybe we should briefly talk about I should, well, I'll bug Alan to see if he has that directory stuff that he wanted to talk about tomorrow so that we actually know what we're doing at the meeting. But on next week, we have a call on Tuesday. I'm working, but I'm just trying to see. Are you all here on Tuesday, the 23rd?
I
I am.
need to figure out my schedule. I'll get my holiday schedule figured out today and make sure it's in the calendar. So I need to figure out what I need to look at my remaining days and see what days I'll be here and not.
Okay. Well, whoever is around, like maybe we can do a quick check-in if there's if I know it's going to be like pretty quiet, but just in the off chance that there's updates, we can also do it async if we want to, but yeah, I just wanted to see if we were going to be here. It looks like maybe a portion of us. Okay. I think that's it. If you all need anything, you know where to find me. Ian, I will get back to you ASAP on the broker stuff.
Okay, sounds good.
Right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yep. All right, bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
See you.
Bye. Bye.